La chair et le cœur and la croisade des enfants had already been the object of substantial first drafts. In 1984, shortly before Foucault's death, volumes 2 and 3 of this History of Sexuality, begun 8 years before, were published, but their content is very far from the initial project, as is announced both in the chapter Modifications of the Use of Pleasure. This series of investigations is appearing later than I had anticipated, and in a completely different form, and a please insert slipped into the volumes at the time of their publication. The plan to study the modern biopolitical dispositif of sexuality, 16th through 19th century, partially treated in Foucault's courses at the Collège de France, was dropped in favour of the problematisation through a rereading of the philosophers, physicians and orators of Greco-Roman antiquity, of sexual pleasure from the historical perspective of a genealogy of the desiring subject, and under the conceptual horizon of the arts of existence. Volume 4, devoted to the problematization of the flesh by the Christian fathers of the early centuries, from Justin to Saint Augustine, forms part of this new history of sexuality, displaced by a full dozen centuries from the initial project, and finding its point of gravitation in the construction of an ethic of the subject. The Please Insert of 1984 concludes as follows. Hence, finally, a general recentering of this vast study on the genealogy of desiring man, from classical antiquity to the first centuries of Christianity, and its distribution into 3 volumes, which form a whole. The Use of Pleasure studies the way in which sexual behaviour was reflected by Greek thought, also how medical and philosophical thought elaborated this use of pleasure, Croesus aphrodision, and formulated several themes of austerity that would become recurrent on 4 major axes of experience: the relation to the body, to the wife, to boys, and to truth. The Care of the Self analyzes this problematization in the Greek and Latin texts of the first 2 centuries of our era, and the inflection it undergoes in an art of living dominated by the preoccupation with oneself. Confessions of the Flesh will deal, finally, with the experience of the flesh in the first centuries of Christianity, and with the role played in it by the hermeneutic and purifying decipherment of desire. The genesis of this ultimate work is complex. One needs to recall that in the Histoire de la Sexualité, Plan 1, the Christian practices and doctrines of confession of the flesh, were to form the object of a historical examination in a volume titled The Flesh and the Body. It was then a matter of studying the evolution of the Catholic pastoral and of the sacrament of penance after the Council of Trent. A first overview of this research had been presented during the lecture of February 19, 1975, at the Collège de France. Rather quickly, though, Foucault decided to go back to the very beginning of the age to recapture the point of origin in Christian history, the moment of emergence of a ritualized truth obligation, of an injunction of verbalization by the subject, of truth-telling about oneself. In this way, as early as the years 1976 to 1977, there accumulated a certain number of reading notes about Tertullian, Cassian, and others. Daniel Defer writes concerning the month of August 1977, Foucault is at Vendôme. He is writing about the Church Fathers and attempting to shift his history of sexuality by several centuries. In the framework of a study of governmentalities at the Collège de France, lectures of February 15th and 22nd, 1978, he takes advantage of these first readings of the Fathers to characterize the Christian moment of pastoral governmentality, truth acts, telling the truth about oneself, hinging on practice.